Sinister Sisters. Welcome to another Sinister Sisters. I am Bane Hellborn with my sister,
Scorpio Girl.
And this is part three and the wrap-up of How to Survive Horror Movies.
Yeah, let's finish this bitch.
Yeah. Basically, the list keeps repeating. But here's another one. Always check the calendar. If it's October 31st or the 13th of any month and it's Friday and it's under solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, just check the calendar before you do anything. And if it's on a bad time, like where bad stuff's supposed to happen, just hide in the closet for the week.
Right, but that's where the ghosts hang out, so bring your provisions.
Yeah.
No, that's also funny because every horror movie, you usually find out something happened. Well, you can't even say that because usually in a horror movie, there's some backstory to the day of years ago when
the anniversary, of certain deaths or what is it? It's also a time in some ancient evil pagan rituals that demons and old gods
can't keep track of that stuff.
Can be summoned by accident by stupid people. You know, it just there always seems to be some sort of a day that bad shit's supposed to happen,
right?
And the horror movie films on that day,
right? And that's the thing. Now do you understand the janitors, the old hags in the woods? Yeah. They know what's up.
Yeah. How about never, ever, ever walk backwards in a horror movie? The killer will always appear behind you.
Yeah, there's going to be a jump scare as soon as you turn around.
Yeah. And you'll get stabbed, killed, decapitated right there.
Whatever. Yeah.
Never put makeup on a good guy doll.
What?
Chucky.
Oh.
Chucky hates that.
Yeah.
But the funny part was he didn't kill those girls. That was the funny part.
Oh. Yeah, because it was all about transferring a soul into that kid.
Yeah. If you're black or overweight, expect to die by the last third of the movie.
Yeah, what's up with that? That is so unfair, because usually if you're like overweight, you usually are the one that knows all the stuff to stay safe.
Or there is a
bus. Because you know what? Instead of the token black guy, there's also always the token fat person. And usually that person's all about eating. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed the token fat person is always eating? Or if it's a guy, he's always eating. If it's a girl, she's always like pining after the hot guy in the group. Yeah. Oh,
well,
stereotypes.
In Friday the 13th, part 4, I think, there was that fat girl that was trying to hitchhike, and they turned her down because there's no room in the car.
Right.
And she sat and she ate a banana. So, I mean, she ate healthy.
Well, how about Creepshow? Remember that big guy when the chief was going to get retribution and it shows the fat guy in his trailer. Right.
He was porking out,
he
literally.
He was porking out, but he gets an arrow to the throat with the Twinkie or something.
Yeah, and to the chest.
And to the chest,
and then the kill shot to the head. Yeah,
that's messed up. Fat people aren't always eating.
No.
It's a misconception.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're not
always
eating.
I mean, there are
eating.
Stress eating, but in a horror film,
no.
I think
there's no time to eat.
There's
no time.
Because you're too busy having to run, and you're not used to that shit.
Yeah.
There's no time to eat. You know what eating a Twinkie will do when you have to run.
Yeah.
You will be choking.
Yeah.
Or puking.
Or it might give you the sudden runs because it's poisoned or something. Right.
Fat people rule.
Yeah, we do. Now, this doesn't always apply. Stay a virgin if you want to live. That's not the case now in the new horror movies. Everybody will die.
Yes,
even virgins.
The new horror genre is anybody's game, because it's that throwaway society thing, yeah. You know, where
yeah.
everybody's fair game. Even the star of a horror film, you always find out after the fact that they did do something majorly to fuck up to cause all this to happen. Yeah. So yeah. yeah.
So innocence is not the saving grace anymore. Mm-mm. It's not the saving throw. Mm-mm. Yeah, the new horror movies. The innocent get killed.
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever find yourself in a town full of zombies, find the nearest black guy around. For some odd reason, black males tend to know how to deal with zombies.
What? Yeah, because they run. It's like, oh, Tommy tripped. Fuck Tommy, he's dead. Getting my ass out of here.
Yeah.
I mean... That's the stereotype as far as all the vines I've been watching and the TV shows. The reason why black people usually tend to survive is because they're trying to get them out of there. I mean...
But then they get killed because they're trying to save their own ass. You know, that goes back to don't be a dick.
No, the thing is, usually they get killed because they come upon a white man.
Okay.
Help me. No, I'm running. That was racist right there.
Just a bit.
Just a tad bit.
But we live in Arizona. Yeah. Never give a leprechaun his gold coins back to save your life. He'll just get more powerful and kill you anyway. Okay, the leprechaun movies. That was what saved people, was they held on to that gold coin.
Well, yeah, because leprechauns are greedy bastards. That's that they're trying to...
Well, no, we're talking about the leprechaun.
The leprechaun? Well, in general, leprechauns are greedy bastards, so if you discover them, then you know where their loot is, and it's all about being a loot whore, so...
Only females can really kick the killer's ass, so if you're a guy, just get the hell out of there. But that's been the trend.
It's been the trend.
The women survive at the end of the movie, they kill the killer, stop the killer, defeat the evil...
Yeah, and that's true, because yeah. you could usually find the twacked out female. All of a sudden, you just see her change, like this like switch, this primal switch gets activated. Yeah. And she goes from, you know, twacked out bimbette to like ultra serial killer, you know.
Ass kicker.
Ass kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guys. Even if it's rare in a horror movie that the woman at the end has her boyfriend survive. It's rare.
Yeah, you'll never have a love interest, like, make it to the end.
It's rare.
You never do.
Yeah.
It's always that driving force to, at the end of the movie, on, you know, why.
But then that's probably the price she has to pay to survive. She has to give up her love.
Yeah, because guys in horror movies seem to sucker it out, like, early on, you know?
Yeah.
And sacrifice themselves.
Yeah.
Except Creepshow, remember the raft? Where the guy had the crush on that girl and he went in for a little feel and the blob ended up getting her and he was just like, I'm swimming for it.
Yeah, but it got him at the end.
It did
too.
Get him in the end, but I mean,
because he was still too close to shore.
Idiot.
I would have been running back towards behind the car.
And see, that's the thing that gets me is the whole time they were on the raft, that thing could do that. That thing could, like, tidal wave you the whole time. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, there would have been no point to that little vignette if it just went, like, nope, you're dead, all of you, at once.
Yeah, it would have been, like, a short movie.
Right?
Oh, never say your wishes to strangers. Because one of them might be the djinn or some sort of...
Or a crossroad demon.
Or a demon that grants wishes. Remember the djinn from Wishmaster?
Oh, what was that one movie where this guy had this, like, Needful Things?
Needful Things.
There we go.
That's another... Well, that's the same thing. Everybody told him the wishes,
right?
And he gave them items that would fulfill it. But the twist was
in that Supernatural episode with the wishing well.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the rub with these genies and djinns and things like that. That's the rub. They are very literal. So if you wish for something and you put an and in that sentence, oh man, yeah. We could just do a list on how to wish properly.
Or in general, wishes always have a price.
Of course.
Is what is not coming across clearly until, like, you see the shit that happens when the wish twists into something bad.
Right.
Yeah. Wishes always have a price.
Well, like Hellraiser, that box.
The box.
I mean, I don't really understand, like, what the fascination was with getting this box. I mean, did they not know? I mean, were they only sold? Did someone sell them on it? On it's a pleasure box or something? Because, I mean, how can you research about this box and open it?
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't get that either. What is the fascination with this box? Everybody knows demons come out of it. What's the good part about these demons coming out of it?
Yeah, because remember, was it Frank when he first got the box and he's trying to open it? He's all like, he's like getting off on it kind of thing.
Oh, I know why. Because they told him it was the ultimate, he'll find the ultimate pleasure.
Okay.
The ultimate pleasure. Which the Cenobites have this twisted thing that the ultimate pleasure is being
ripped apart,
where you'll feel like, in your pain, it'll turn to pleasure.
Like, pain is euphoric.
Yeah, pain is euphoric, yeah.
Which, you know,
that's why he wanted, he's like, I'm gonna get off, yeah! No.
But he was kind of moaning and groaning in a pleasure way when they were, like, putting hooks in him and ripping his skin and stuff. I mean,
well, what it also didn't show, because I read the story,
okay,
Clive Barker's story that goes with that, was that there was female Cenobites that were touching him while he was opening the box.
Yeah. Don't believe everything that you see and some of what you read, I guess.
Yeah. That was just weird. Yeah. What's the fascination with that? I don't get it.
Next.
Other than it's a box that opens by itself. Woo!
Next.
Okay. When running away from a serial killer in a large forest, always make sure your shoelaces are tied and you don't trip on a branch.
But that's the thing. Have you ever ran in fear and found out that your feet are really retarded at that point? Well, I mean, running in fear. I've ran in fear a couple of times, and I've just noticed, like, I was hitting the ground more than actually moving someplace.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it's because the fear, the adrenaline, the fright and flight control in your brain, you just want to get the hell out of there, but you're not looking where you're going.
And your body's not working properly.
Your body's not working properly. Your shoelaces always come untied at that point. And you always find something to trip over, even if it's a pebble like this big.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. It's always in horror movies because you're getting away from the killer needs to catch you.
Right.
So you always trip.
Right. Unless you have a Fusrada on your inventory, you're pretty much fucked.
Right.
In a horror movie.
Definitely. Never demonstrate proficiency with firearms, martial arts, or any other form of self-defense. When the killing starts, you'll get hit from behind. That's been the case in a lot of times, is they're all concentrating on forward. They don't see behind.
Well, that's why they need to study that movie Equilibrium.
Yeah.
The gun technique.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was amazing. But yeah, you have to pretty much be dual wielding any kind of weapon that you have. You need to be dual wielding that, so you got the front, the back, and just do the lawnmower, where the windmill with your arms. Be like, if you get hit, it's not my fault.
Yeah. And also, with your martial arts training, well, it was also Xena had that training too. She could hear things that were behind her or all around her.
Well,
so
see, that's the thing with martial arts training, is because once you get more advanced, you're able to bring in your sensories to also use as a weapon. Yeah. So I don't think they really do that in in horror movies. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of of martial art horror movies. No. I mean, I'm sure they're out there, but the horror movies I've seen of the Oriental genre seem really fucked up.
Yeah.
So I can't get through a whole one without being like, what the fuck am I watching? No, because
I think horror movies are all about being so scared that you can't function. You can't function properly to save your life. So I think that's the whole point.
True.
Yeah.
Can you see any scars?
What?
Huh? This is what they do, man. They kidnap you and drug you. Before you know it, you're lying in a bathtub and your kidneys are on eBay.
This is Lucan Wolf, and you're listening to EMZT Radio. With your hosts, the Sinister Sisters.
We'll be right back.
For the night, I've been wired to desire everything that's dark inspired. If it's wicked, I'm addicted. If it's vile, I go wild. Many things most find appalling, I find calming. Just as long as it's dark, scary, creepy, macabre, strange, unusual.
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. For instance, number one, you can never have sex.
Big no-no! Big no-no!
I'm a dead man.
Even impossible. Sex equals yes. Death, okay? Number two, you can never drink or do drugs. No, the sin factor. It's a sin. It's an extension of number one. And number three, never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
You see, you push the laws and you end up dead. Okay, I'll see you in the kitchen with a knife.
You are listening to Sinister Sisters on EMZT Radio.
Never under any reason let someone put you to sleep in a movie. It is bad news.
Yeah, let's hypnotize you. Or let's or give flatliners. You,
yeah. Or Freddy.
Oh, yeah.
That was
the dream master. The dream master, yeah.
Don't put me to sleep. Don't put him to sleep. Don't put him to sleep. Freddy came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if reality doesn't get you, your subconscious will.
Yeah. Or the killer will somehow.
Dreamscape.
Dreamscape.
The cell.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Just somebody will always get you, even your sleep.
And really, your subconscious is your alter evil ego.
Mm-hmm. If people start getting killed, find the biggest, most open field you can and sit in the middle of it with a cooler of beer and a shotgun.
Redneck style.
That was the early George Romero films. What was it? It was Dawn of the Dead. They were flying over, and there's all those fields full of rednecks with shotguns.
And they're killing off zombies.
Yeah.
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 Redneck style. Yeah. The redneck militia, they know what's up.
Yeah.
Open space and lots of targets.
Never become a toy maker. You'll only end up making a doll that gets possessed by a serial killer, or you'll make a puzzle box that opens up a gateway to hell. Because there's also the Silent Night, Deadly Night movies.
Oh, Dangerous Toys.
Dangerous Toys. Puppet Master. Yeah, Puppet Master.
Annabelle.
Mm. Yeah.
But, however, isn't the history of dolls was to carry souls or to
yes, to harbor, to the,
harbor
souls
the souls
of the dead.
Of the dead. Yes. So that was the original
idea
behind dolls. So basically, yeah, toys are, I guess that's why once you get older, well, it used to be when you get older, you don't collect toys and you get rid of them. Mm-hmm. However, I know a lot of adults that still collect.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the original history of dolls was the whole harboring souls. So I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, small soldiers.
Small soldiers. Well, there was that Goosebumps I watched the other day with Slappy.
Oh, and with that doll. Remember the one?
Oh, the new you. Lucy D. Lily D.
Lily D. She was evil from
the get-go.
From the get-go.
She didn't want to be a doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Never hide in the least suspected places because the killer will still always find you.
But that's the thing you don't get in horror movies, people hiding in the least expected spots. It's either a closet, a trunk, a chest, basement, the attic.
Well, Madman, she hid in the fridge. She tore out all the shelving in the fridge and hid in the fridge.
Yeah, but then there's all that debris going, oh, someone just tore out a whole bunch of stuff. They must be in the fridge.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
I know, but he was trashing the place anyway, so it didn't matter.
I know, but that's kind of like way too obvious. But you never have a horror film where they're hiding in like inside the couch or something.
Inside.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think there is really an unexpected hiding spot.
No, because everybody's thought of it. Everybody's thought of it. And I guess the killer
But I mean, the standards are the closet, the trunk, the attic, the basement.
Under the bed.
Oh my God.
Under the bed.
Anytime I see a horror movie and someone's going straight for under the bed, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there better be some strategy to follow up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some strategy. You better have a katana sword, or you better have a shotgun, or you better have some sort of weapon to harpoon the killer coming in, because just hiding under the bed, like, really?
That's instantly, everybody looks under the bed. Come on, people. Yeah, there needs to be new, but there's no hiding spot you can hide.
I know, it's not like you could, like, zap yourself inside the mirror, or
there you go,
or hide in the ceiling, or
yeah. Oh yeah, that's the other one. Attics. They hide in the attic where you pull the floor up so nobody can get.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing about people hiding is, what do they always do? Check to see how close the killer is.
Oh yeah.
Don't do that. You better start be barricading wherever you're at.
Yeah.
And make sure you're in a stronghold. Don't be checking.
And shut the fuck up and stay put.
That's the thing. I do appreciate the people that put their hands over their mouths kind of thing and try and stifle their crying and sheer terror. But I mean, you don't need to check.
No.
You need to wait a good long time.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's always when you look out the door, then the killer looks right at you. Stupid mm-hmm, move. Mm-hmm. Stupid move.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Never be the villain. The villain usually dies in the end.
We did that before.
Yeah, yeah. If your doctor in your town giggles a lot, don't go to him when you're sick.
Doctor giggles.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't get to make it to medical school, but...
Yeah.
But yeah. That was an interesting movie.
I remember watching it when it came out, but that was the 90s.
Yeah, because we went to the movie theater for that.
Yeah, lot of my brain power on what that movie was about, other than that actor, the big guy that played...
Larry Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was on, like, Boston Public or something, or some TV show or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't really remember too much about it, but, yeah, there are, you know, Dr. Mengele's out there, I'm sure of it, still to this day, I'm sure of it.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Especially now. Especially now.
Well, the pharmaceutical companies are all Dr. Mengele's, but hey. I mean,
especially
that's
now.
That's a different kind of podcast, a different kind of show.
That's a different show, yeah. Now, how is this, how can you pull this one off? Always carry essential life-saving items such as a wooden stake, gun-loaded silver bullets, a cross, a torch, a chainsaw, sawed-off shotgun, and remember, never run from the killer, just kick his ass. Now, how are you able to carry all that shit?
Here's the thing, just be Sam and Dean. That's why they keep baby around.
Yeah.
Baby's the armor, armory.
Yeah, she carries all their stuff.
Right. Just be a hunter at all times.
Just be a hunter.
Just be a hunter at all times. And don't have a horror movie search for you.
Yeah.
You search for it.
Right.
that's how. End of story on that one. Just be Sam and Dean, a hunter at all time, and you search for the horror.
Never lock doors and stand in a corner. The killer can trap and kill you.
Well, because you're locking yourself inside a room. They can axe the door down. They could come from the floorboards.
They could come from the ceiling.
They could come from the ceiling.
They could even go through the walls.
They could go through the walls. Yeah. They can use magic voodoo on you to make you unlock the door. I mean, seriously, there's no freedom in a horror movie. Like, if you lock yourself in a box, you're pretty much saying, all right.
Come get me.
Come get me. Yeah. I'm here in this box.
Oh, yeah, this is the other one that gets me, too. Once you've killed the bad guy, do not drop the weapon you have just used, no matter how tired you are, because the bad guy is bound to come to life and use it to kill you. Yeah, every movie, after they kill the bad guy, the villain, the monster, the creature, they drop the weapon right there.
See, be a Daryl Dixon. Stupid. Be a Daryl Dixon. You always pick up your arrows.
Yeah.
You take it out of the dead body, you take it out of the tree, the ground, what... Pick up your shit.
Or don't drop it. What's the point of dropping it? I know the adrenaline, they're like, oh,
it's okay. Over.
It's over. I don't need this anymore. Bullshit. Keep that weapon in your hand. Do not drop the weapon.
Right? Because how many times has Jason and Freddy been killed?
A bajillion times.
They've been exploded. They've been set on fire. They've been hacked up. They've been drowned. They've been
ran over with cars.
They've been squished. They've been. I mean, look at Chucky. Look at Chucky. Even Chucky. How many times has he been cut up, sewn back together? Yeah. I mean, evil never dies.
Never truly dies.
Evil never dies. Get this through your head, people. Evil.
And don't drop your weapon. Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never try to box the killer, even if you are good. Despite the killer's lack of ring time, he will always have more skills than you. Well, yeah, because these evil people, they have more fortitude. They have more fortitude to take all these hits. They have a strong sense of a will to live. They want to live because they have this mission to do as much damage and destruction and chaos as possible.
Well, so, that's like a psychopath, a natural-born psychopath. Not only do they have that fortitude, but they are able to maneuver some little pawn over here that no one even thinks about that plays a major role in their whole plan of their evil, dastardly plan. Like, they are so free and open with the lack of humanity, with the lack of they're really free.
Mm-hmm.
They're really they've accessed that primal strategic sense. I mean, it's,
and they have no sense of consequence for their actions.
And see, whereas,
and that's that doesn't hold them back. That's where they're free.
And see, and whereas their opponent or the good guy has some sort has some sort of moral aptitude. Yeah. See, and that's what we've been discussing.
And they're bound to a set of rules to do the good.
See, and what have I been saying? Y'all are stupid if you stick by these rules, because these rules are shit. Because there's always going to be some devil's advocate over here, and that's the conclusion of my about these rules, is you really can't be the good guy and win. You're going to be a Sisyphus in your horror movie for the rest of your
you'll keep doing it over and over and over again.
The
thing is, with all these rules, it's changing now, because the new horror,
it's
these rules almost don't apply anymore.
It's free for all.
Yeah,
it's free for all, because you find out real quick the good guy starts doing some really not good guy like things to survive, and you find the bad guy getting even way more evil and heinous. So it's going to be a lose-lose situation.
Yeah,
evil never dies.
Evil never dies, and it's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we covered pretty much everything.
I know, it's been a while.
I'm sorry it's been a while.
I'm not sorry. You heard these stupid rules we had to debunk and talk about.
So, we've talked about these rules, but now with the new horror, they almost don't apply anymore. Like it is. It used to be virgins survive the movie.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't now.
I think all these good horror movies, I'm going to say it, and I'm not a horror fan at all.
No, we know this.
But I think all the good horror movies pretty much died in the 90s.
Yeah.
I think once the 90s ended and the new millennia started, I think it's just this whole free-for-all. But I'm going to say it again. Evil never dies.
Never truly dies. It can be stopped
mm-hmm.
for a short time, but it comes back.
Right.
So, yeah.
So if you're going to get into some sort of horror movie in your life or whatnot, the thing is there are no rules. You got to do what you have to do to stay alive and get
keep
to the end.
And keep looking over your shoulder, because that's how it's going to be. You've got to keep looking over your shoulder.
It's either that or, you know, switch to a comedy flick or something. that's me.
Where they have happy endings.
Move it to a dark comedy, as Netflix would.
Because there you get your happy ending.
You get your happy ending and you're still sarcastic as fuck. So.
And you're still alive.
And you're still alive.
Yeah.
But you're still a loser.
Yeah.